Shreyansi Bahu Vignani. One saying is there in Sanskrit, Shreyansi Bahu Vignani. If you find many obstacles are coming, and if you are sturdy, strong, then you must achieve success. That is test how strong you are, how determined you are. So, obstacles, impediments will come. And if you are sturdy and determined, not caring for these obstacles and impediments, then you will cross the hurdles and will achieve success. That is test. So, Shreyansi Bhavignani. Thereby you will prove that you are a determined person. Otherwise, one weak person, he will be, desperate and give up. His determination will be shaking, you see, he is not strong. So he cannot achieve success. That's a proof. And so determined. Maya will create so many obstacles, impediments, obstructions, so many, yes. And one should cross it, go over.
This can be done by Guru's mercy.
Then you can achieve success, otherwise not possibility there. Therefore we stress upon this thing, one should always be in the association of devotees. Otherwise Maya is so strong, very strong, very strong. And you are weak, you have no strength to overcome Maya, very weak fellow. Only constantly say, stay in the association of devotees, then you get some protection. Otherwise Maya is very strong in many ways. Maya comes. Many ways. Maya is very tricky. Strong. Many ways comes. To attract. One is very, very careful. Very, very careful. So that is Raja's path. Raja's path. One should be very careful. Slightest carelessness will cut you, you understand? You're off the track. Very careful. This association of sadhus is most important thing that will protect you, give you protection. Get some protection. Otherwise you cannot protect yourself. Dangerous place. This material platform, the material world is very, very dangerous place. Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj says, this is not at all a fit place for any gentleman to live, this material world. Not a fit place for any gentleman to live. Definitely a fact. And get kicking from Maya. Maya will kick you. Very heavy kick, a very deep dark well, you understand? Very deep dark well, but the surface of the well is covered with very soft grass, you understand? Surface is covered, very soft grass, and you'll find, oh, very soft grass, it's very soft, like cushion, let me sit down. You'll fall down deep. Well, Maya is just like Maya. You understand, Janarda? Be careful. Outward. This outward is very enchanting, very nice outward. Inside is very deep dark. It's like, this is Maya. You understand? Don't worry, be careful. Don't give any chance to Maya to attract it, to allure you. You understand? Be always, constantly attached to Krishna, the holy name, constantly. task. You understand? The movement you have the task. That is the most unfortunate, dangerous movement. That moment Maya captured. You understand? Yes. Very, very careful. Very, very careful. Only one movement. Very careful. Every movement. Understand your trust. The holy name, Krishna. Otherwise, Maya is there. Just waiting for that moment, when that moment, immediately. So, that's what. You understand? Very difficult. Situation. Dangerous situation. Very dangerous situation. So it is said, this is not at all a fit place for any gentleman to live, any gentleman. It's nasty, it's dangerous. Step. Padipada vipada. If you step, there is danger. If you step. If you step, there is danger. And so be very careful. This material world is a place where at every moment you face the test. Krishna tests you through Maya. You understand? Krishna tests you through Maya. Every moment you face the test. You must hear sadhu and mahadhu. You must be always in the association of sadhu mahajanas and hear from them. You understand? Hearing. You understand? Then you will be able to come out successful from that test. Otherwise, no possibility. You have to do it. You understand, nobody? Yes. You have to do it. This hearing from sadhus, mahajanas. You'll become a speculator, then you'll put into the Maya's trap. You understand? Yeah. This hearing is most important. Hear from the right source, not from bogus authority. Gunapadisar. Must hear. That hearing is very potential. It's very potential. You understand? Yes. It's potent with spiritual energy. Spiritual strength. That will give you. Then you get the strength, spiritual strength. You cannot overcome Maya through your own strength, material strength. No. No. Then you'll get the spiritual strength coming from Krishna through Sadhu Mahajan, Guru. You understand? Then you'll be strong with that strength. Then Maya will be powerless. You can overcome Maya, otherwise not possible. You understand? And you should develop greed for it. Become greedy. Yes.
Prabhu was always saying that for some devotees, they also really hear from the spiritual master, somebody speaking about the devotion, then they have to get benefit of that hearing.
Yeah.
Because many people can hear also, but become king Maya. So,
That's another important question. Who is really hearing? That's another question. One may be posing to hear. Many are posing to hear. But who is really hearing? That's the most important question. Really one who hears. If you take the statistics, you'll find very meager statistics. You understand? Very disappointing statistics you'll find. One who really hears. You understand? Many are coming, many maybes coming and sitting and hearing. But how many are hearing, really hearing?
How is it that one can really hear that? How is it that one can get that one really hears and takes notice from?
If you are hungry, do you understand? If hunger is there, thirst is there, then the food will be palatable and drink will be very nice. Do you understand? If there is no thirst, no hunger, dishes are supplied, but you cannot taste it. You cannot have it at all. Do you understand what I say? Yes.
But this hearing can also be under the, is also under the mood of gunas, like passion. Somebody can hear with passion or sometimes with goodness. Like to be eager to hear.
Eagerness, yes. That's a question.
That it can be passion also?
Passion is the material mode, you see. This hearing is not nothing material. It's transcendental. Krishna Katha is not material, it's transcendental. They both three modes. You understand? What do you say? You should be eager, one should have that eagerness. You understand? One should have that eagerness. One should have that greed, that's why I said, one should have that greed. You should develop greed for it. How can I hear more and more from sadhus? One should feel always dissatisfied. Dissatisfied in this sphere. And feel satisfied in material sphere. You understand? What is materially obtained is enough. Feel satisfied. Don't be dissatisfied in material attainment. You understand? Is enough, enough. But always feel dissatisfied in the spiritual sphere. No, I cannot get anything, no, I cannot get anything. If you say, oh yes, I have got now, finished. If I got something, you lose it now. It's finished. Yes, always dissatisfied. And develop greed for it. How can I have the association of sadhus and hear more and more? Up and doing, like up and doing. You understand?
But that greed comes from the greed.
Yes.
But that comes from that greed.
People are very greedy for material possessions, you see. Just divert that greed towards this end. You understand? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahajana said that thing. Vishoyabha achet je arati, seimata rati ho tomar charun. Oh Lord, I have developed so much greed, so much attraction, attachment to this material enjoyment, material possessions. Let that attachment, greed be diverted to your lotus feet, oh Lord. Unless he sours his mercy, what can you do? Can't do anything.
Because you don't know it all, so it's a bit of spiritual.
Yes. You don't know the Lord, but it's representative, bona fide representative. Dear devotee is here. Sadhu is there. You understand? Who is the real representative of the Lord? Who can give you Lord? Krishna de Kumar, Krishna Nitipar, Kumar Sabudyase. Do you understand? Have you seen a beggar? Many beggars in India. You may not see beggars in Western world. Beggars are here. Running. Oh, sir, please give me one paise, give me one paise. Do you understand? Many beggars are running. Train station, bus station, you'll find. Puri, you'll find. Many are sitting there. Oh, please give, please give. Beggars begging. So you must like a beggar. Please give me Krishna, please give me Krishna, please give me Krishna. Run, run behind. Run behind that Vaishnava, Thakur, who has bound up Krishna. Krishna belongs to him, isn't it? He has bound up Krishna. Krishna is now in bondage. That Vaishnava Thakur has bound up Krishna in his heart by the rope of love, prema rajju. You understand? And Krishna is all-powerful, almighty, omnipotent, but he feels powerless to break that bondage. He is bound up. Helpless now. I am helpless. Krishna says, I am helpless. I cannot get out of this bondage. So, he can give you Krishna. If you, like a beggar, run after him, please give me Krishna. And if you think, all right, let me give 1 paisa to this beggar. So you should develop greed. You should have that hunger. You should have that thirst for Krishna. Then you can hear. And nectar is coming, then you can have it. If you are no hungry, no thirsty, the nectar comes, you won't accept it. No, I don't need it. Then, who hears? You understand? Who really hears? One who is really hungry and thirsty for it, for Krishna, he will hear. Otherwise, he cannot hear. Isn't it? If the fire will catch your head, what will you do? You will shout loudly, water, water, where is water? Run hither and thither, where is water, where is water? That position, like that. Yes. That is the situation. You understand? He will really hear. Running hither and thither, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is this? Fire has come up. Hey, I'm running after water, where is water, where is that, where is it? If I'm not running, if I'm not eager, so anxious, no hungry, you are not hungry, you have no hunger at all, no thirst at all, then how can you get it?
So we are like we join Krishna consciousness and we are very eager to hear and everything. But then it goes.
Yes.
So are we? What can we do? Do we have any?
Why it went away?
Huh?
Why it went away?
This is the question.
Yes. Why it went away? Why you not cannot keep it up? Such eagerness. First you were so eager, now no eagerness. So Srila Rupa Goswami says that thing in Upadesamrita. Usaham nishtaya dhurjyat tattva karma pravartana sangatyaga tatapurte sadavir bhakti prasiddhati. He says that thing.
But then in the beginning we said we don't have to, by our own effort we can do anything. But then if we have to keep it, keeping it means doing a lot of really big effort to keep Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. That's what I said, you should develop greed for it. But do you think now, my hunger is satisfied, my thirst is satisfied now, no more, then you lose. I tell you, you should feel always dissatisfied. No, I cannot get anything. No, my hunger is not satisfied. My thirst is not satisfied. I cannot get anything. No. Always dissatisfied. Then you can lose it.
If we associate with those who are greedy, we will also...
Yes, those who are really greedy. Always dissatisfied, greedy. and crying for Krishna. Crying, 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 crying. And we say that thing. That's Mahaprabhu's teaching. Always fill the tanks of aspiration from Krishna. Crying. Isn't it? Sunyayitam jagata sarvam govindam virahinami. Isn't it? Chakshusa prabhusayitam jugayitam nimisena. Chakshusa prabhusayitam sunyayitam jagata sarvam govindam virahinami. They are greedy persons. You understand? They are greedy. Oh, where is Krishna? I find no Krishna. I can't see him. Oh, 1 hour passed, 3 hours passed, then second jamo, again 3 hours passed, then third jamo passed, fourth jamo passed, oh, day is now finished. Still I cannot see Govinda. Oh, you see. That Mahaprabhu said that in the Sikyastaka. Sunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahinami. You see? Sunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahinami. You see? The whole world is empty now, empty. No Krishna, no Govinda.
But we speak so.
Because you are developed attachment to material things, to Maya. Therefore crying for Maya. Develop attachment to Krishna. Only by association with such person you will develop. Otherwise, how can you develop? How can you develop? You are already in grip of Maya. You understand? Maya is just alluring you, enchanting you, and you, oh, he's very nice, and kicking you. Gardava pada dharita. Asurans after Siyas. Siyas kicks with the hind legs, still running, still running. When you kick Maya, no more, then Krishna comes to him. Imami was a prabhadyante Maya metan tarantite. To completely surrender unto Krishna, who is the master of Maya, then he will be able to overcome Maya. Otherwise, you can't surrender to his dear devotee, his representative. You understand? Yes, you can't find Krishna. Krishna will never come to you. Well, come to you. You understand? But Krishna is very merciful. He has made nice arrangements. He has sent his dear devotee here. Or his dear devotee has come here to this material world out of causeless mercy. Anugrahaya charanti bhavyani bhutani janardanasya. You understand? Anugrahai, by mercy, showing causeless mercy, those dear devotees of Lord Janardhan, Krishna, have come here, and they are here. You understand? They are here. They are wandering here. Though, they are not, they are very rare. Their number is not so great. They are rare persons, still they are here. You understand? And you should find them out. You understand? Can you see Krishna? No?
Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhaktivedanta.
Yes. Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhaktivedanta. That's right. You can see Krishna. Huh? How can you see Krishna?
By the mercy of the spiritual master?
Yes. That we are saying. Krishna Surya Shama. isn't it?
Maya
is Anandikara. Krishna Surya Sama. Krishna Chenmaya Bhaskara. Krishna is spiritual sun, like spiritual sun. It's material sun. See here. But Krishna, spiritual sun, Chenmaya Bhaskara. Isn't it? How can you see sun?
By the mercy of his rays.
By the help of sunshine.
Sunshine.
Otherwise you cannot see sun. Isn't it? By the help of sunshine you can see sun. Otherwise you cannot see sun. Sun is there in the sky. Always. Isn't it? When there is night here, there is no sun in the sky. But doesn't mean that sun is not there in the sky. Sun is there in the sky. In some other part of the world in the sky you will find sun. But here sun is not here. No. Sun is absent. At that time can you see sun? No. You can't see sun. By the help of very powerful, what you say, telescope or like that, still you can see sun. Because only sunshine is required to see sun. No other way is there. Similarly, when Krishna is like spiritual sun, so the spiritual sunshine is required. That light is required. Well, what is that light?
Spiritual master.
What is that light? Srimati Radharani is that light. Alos Swarupini. Srimati Radharani is Alos Swarupini. Isn't it? I told it. Isn't it? Srimati Radharani is Alos Swarupini. She is light. You understand?
It's energy. Yeah.
Yes. Light. So, if you can get that light, then you can see the spiritual self, Krishna. So how can you get that light? That means mercy of Srimati Radharani is required. To see Krishna or get Krishna. Otherwise you cannot approach Krishna. And get Krishna. How can you get that mercy? Is spiritual master Radharani?
Assisting Srimati Radharani.
Yes. Radha Priya Sakhi. Spiritual master is Radha Priya Sakhi. Do you understand? In Guru Bhaskara, every day we chant, Nikunja, you know Ratigedi Siddhi Jada Libir Jukti Rapekhaniya Tatra Jidakhya Rativallavasya Vande Guru Sri. I'm very expert, Dakhya. Tatra Jidakhya. Very expert in uniting Radha and Krishna in Kunja. Nikunja you know, Ratigedi Siddhi. You understand? That's business of Sakhi. You understand? And they are very confidential associate of Radharani and Krishna. You understand? The Sakhis. So, you'll get that mercy of Radharani through them. You understand?
Through this, when the spiritual master comes to the material world, then he, at the same time, he is still assisting Radha Krishna. That is going on simultaneously. Simultaneously that the spiritual master is here in the spiritual world, he is also engaged in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
Because he is a very confidential associate of Radha and Krishna.
So when he comes here of his own volition, then at the same time as he is in material world, he is in spiritual world, it's the same place?
Yes. Though he comes here, still he is always in transcendental sphere, transcendental atmosphere, transcendental position. You understand? Outwardly or apparently, he may be in the material world, but this Maya, matter cannot touch him. Like Padma Patra Mimambasa. The lotus leaf is in the water. The water doesn't touch it. Isn't it? Similar is that.
Same time as he's preaching,
yes.
Spiritual Master's preaching. So two things he's doing at the same time.
He does two things. Two aspects. Spiritual Master, two aspects. One aspect is Radha Priya Sakhi. Another is the manifestation of Nityananda Balaram. Nityananda Ram. You understand? Two aspects. You understand? You can't understand? You understand? Yes, yes. Yes, Dev.
Guru is Radha Priya Shaggy, assisting Krishna. His pastimes. Within the material world, he manifests that Guru God, Mahadev, the Adi Guru, gives transcendental knowledge. That's his function within the material realm.
Two aspects of Guru. You understand? One aspect Radha Priya Sakhi. Another aspect is the manifestation of Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Balaram. You understand? Because without the mercy of Nityananda Ram, you cannot approach Radha Krishna. Eno nitai vinevai Radha Krishna paitenai. You understand? Eno nitai vinevai Radha Krishna paitenai. Dharo nitai ro charan kaya. Isn't it? Nitai padakamala. Koti chandra susitala. Jat saya jagat jura hai. That song. Isn't it? Eno nitai vinevai Radha Krishna paitenai. Without the help of Nitai, Nityananda Ram, you cannot approach Radha Krishna. No. And that Nityananda is Balaram. Balaram hoilo Nitai. Nityananda and Balaram same. You understand? And that is powerful. Balaram. Balaram means very strong. Then it's very strong. In all that spiritual strength, that Balaram Nityananda, his mercy is required. You understand? And empowered by that strength, that power, transcendental strength, power coming from Lord Balaram, Nityananda Ram. Then you'll be able to approach Radha Krishna, otherwise cannot. You understand? That's Guru Krupa. That's Guru Krupa. Guru's mercy. Because he's a manifestation of Nityananda Ram. Yeah? And that's needed for conditioned souls. You are conditioned souls. You are immersed here in this dreadful ocean of material existence, drowning, 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 isn't it? Life after life. How can you be able to get out of this material ocean, drowning condition, state, without that spiritual strength coming from Nityananda Ram? They are very, very merciful. They are very, very merciful. Nityananda, Lord Nityananda is more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is Mahabodhanya, most munificent person, indiscriminately, freely distributing free. Still, Lord Nityananda is more merciful. You understand? Take the case of Jagai and Madhai. Jagai Mahai. Better. You understand? There is bleeding on his head, Nityananda Prabhu's head. Still embracing. Still embracing them. Markhaya Prendya. Eman Prabhu Kothaya. Either Sat Merciful Prabhu, like Nityananda, who bestowed his mercy, even beating, you understand, accepting beating, bestowed his mercy, such mercy. Is there any other? So merciful. Then Mahaprabhu, after this he became angry. And he invoked Sudarshan Chakra. Kill those miscreants. But what did Nityananda Prabhu say? Oh, Mahaprabhu, in this incarnation, you'll never use any weapons. Why are invoking Sudarshan Chakra? You're only distributed praying. Just reminded him. You understand? Mahaprabhu got angry, but Nityananda Prabhu didn't get angry. Then, when the Jagai and Madhai fell flat at the lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu said, go there! Fell flat at the lotus feet of Nityananda. That excuse there. Kena Nitai Vinebhai Radha Krishna Paitana. Without the mercy of such Nitai, Nityananda Ram, you cannot approach Radha Krishna, get Radha Krishna, you understand? And that is our goal of life, approach Radha Krishna. That is success for human life. But without the mercy of Nityananda Ram, we cannot. You understand? This is most important. This is perpetual souls. How can you get strength? You have no strength, no spiritual strength. The word is strength, very weak fellow. How can you get that merciful Nityananda Ram, Balaram, has inculcated the strength, infused the strength under you. If he will be angry, you understand? If Lord Balaram or Nityananda Prabhu will be angry, then you, I am just takes away his strength. Can you lift a blade of grass? Tell me. Where is your strength? Can you lift? Can't lift a blade of grass. If he takes away his strength, we are surviving only for his mercy. We are the mercy of Nityananda Ram. How can you tread this path? How can you lift your leg and walk? How can you move? Without that strength, can you move? No, you can't move at all.
I'm asking why somebody from the fortunate enough to get that blessing. Others not. They can't get it.
They are unfortunate. They are unfortunate. They don't want it. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, say, Bhajuka Nitai Chandari. One who wants to merge himself into the ocean of prey, he should do the bhajan of Nityananda Prabhu. Bhajuka Nitai Chandari. The Dubhiko Premar Sagare, Bhajuka Nitai Chandari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Yes. Sriman Mahaprabhu is bringing that inundation of love, prem banya, uchulila prem banya, chaudhige bedaay. You understand? Uchulila prem banya, chaudhige bedaay. Such great flood is coming, flood of love of Godhead, Krishna. You understand? Inundating whole directions. You understand? Inundating whole directions. But how can you inundate? How can you inundate that flood without the mercy of Nityananda Ram and Balaram? Can't you? Can't.
How to do Nityananda Panchan?
So, yes, this Gurudev is a manifestation, this Guru, you understand? So that is, that is what I said, that is one aspect of Guru. It's two aspects, the other aspect of him, another aspect is manifestation of Nityananda Ram.
When the spiritual master comes to the material world, does he come here eternally? Or sometimes he comes and sometimes he just doesn't come at all?
You see, Janeshwar, that's eternal. He is always there. Do you think he is not there? He is always there. Do you think Krishna is not there?
No, Krishna.
Krishna is everywhere. Isn't it? Though Krishna's abode is there, Golok Vrindavan is constantly there, still he is also here. Isn't it? If you have vision, you can see him as Vallabh Maharaj saw in the stone pillar. Isn't it? That's in your heart also, as super soul. Krishna is everywhere, in evening and afternoon. But you should be a qualified person, you should have that vision to see. Otherwise you cannot see. Oh, where is Krishna? Hiranyakasipu said, where is he? I am Ishwara. Where is that Ishwara? I am Ishwara. Isn't it? You can see. But his sons are confidential associate, eternal associate and confidential associate of Krishna is also eternal. And then the same platform, is on the same platform. Krishna, on the spiritual platform, the same platform. You understand? But he should have the vision to see him, to know him, to understand him. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Padamekam nagacchati Vrindavanam pari tejyo padamekam nagacchati. That is stated. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Even one step is always in Vrindavan. Then question arises, how is it? Akrura came by the order of Kansa and took away Krishna and Balaram in the chariot. So Mother Yashoda cried, ran behind that chariot, and they are crying and sleeping in the front of chariot. No, we won't allow this chariot to move, just doing that thing. You understand? Now how is it that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan even one step? How is it?
Krishna left in his Vasudeva form. Krishna left in his Vasudeva form.
That's all right. Krishna kills demons in Vasudeva form. That's Vasudeva's activity. That's not Krishna's activity. Krishna is always not in Rasa Leela. No other activity. Vasudeva kills demons. Krishna, Vasudev is there in Krishna. Because Krishna is the source of all the incarnations. He is avatari, isn't it? The source of all incarnations. All incarnations. When Krishna comes, all incarnations are there. All right, if Krishna goes there in Vasudev form, then in Krishna form does he hear? No, why they are crying? Why the gopis are crying? Why Mother Yashoda is crying? Huh? Krishna. Went there in Vasudev form, Vasudev form 400 form. If Krishna is 200 form, then?
One time, Guru, you said, you gave the example of Krishna is sitting with Radharani, and then the bee is flying.
Yes.
And the bee goes, and then Krishna says, the Madhusudan is gone.
Yes.
And then Radharani, she's crying then. She thinks Krishna is gone. Even though Krishna is sitting right next to her.
That is a question of Leela. Leela. Past times. And Krishna manifested that Leela now. Mathura Leela. Wednesday. And this Leela in Vrindavan Leela, apparently, it is now covered up. Covered up. Then it's covered up. That Leela is manifested there now. Vasudev Leela. But still this Leela is here. But not publicly. Not publicly. You understand? Not publicly. As it was. This Leela is here. Those who have such eyes, they can see. They can see. You understand? They can see. Those are such eyes. In Vrindavan, that Leela is eternally going on. Therefore, we have that song. Viso chariya kobe suddha ve mon, kobe ama herava sri Vrindavan. Rupa raghunatha pade vaiva akuti, kobe ama bujhave se jugala piroti. That Nartan Das Thakur song is there. When can I be able to see that Vrindavan? When my mind will be completely free from the material contamination, free from the attachment of this material attachment, Visharati, then I'll be able to see Vrindavan. Otherwise I can see Vrindavan. If you go to Vrindavan, you'll only see the hills, the river, the mountain, the jungle, the animals. Like this. You can see the real Vrindavan, how Krishna's eternal pastime is going on. Can you see in Vrindavan? No, no. That is seeing the real Vrindavan. When that day will come, then I'll see. You understand? That's most important. Those who are fortunate, those who are endowed with such vision, they always see how Krishna is there. You understand? This is the question of Leela. You see, that Leela is manifested now. This Leela is somehow covered up. Yogamaya covers it up now. Yogamaya's activity covers it up. And those who have such eyes, they see always how the Leela is going on. So Krishna never leaves. You don't have even one step. Sadhanekam nagacchati. Very subtle, subtle philosophy. Very subtle. Very subtle. In Ujjala Nilamani, Srila Lalita Madhava, Vidagdha Madhava, Ujjala Nilamani, this point has discussed. So Rupa Goswami has discussed this point. You understand? Yes, always present. Always present. He's always teaching. Yes, he's always teaching. Yes. But we should recognize it. That's question of recognition. How is teaching? How my spiritual master is teaching me? My spiritual master is catching hold of my ear and slapping me. I always feel so. Yes. I never feel separation from my spiritual master.
Slap, slap from the spiritual master is always positive.
Whatever it means, positive or negative.
Means sometimes...
Beneficial, it is always beneficial. Always beneficial.
How does one get to be slapped?
Huh?
How does one get to be slapped?
So we have to do some nonsense to be slapped. How do we be slapped?
While you do nonsense deliberately. You cannot do like that. You understand? Slap is there. Guru means when you have accepted Guru and Guru has accepted as a disciple, you as disciple, that's his business to put severe discipline on you. That's his business. Yeah. Some situation is created also.
You said something interesting in class this morning about how with the installation of a deity, it requires the presence of a pure devotee to perform. We see in our society in ISKCON, since Prabhupada has left, we've installed many deities in different places. And sometimes there may not have been pure devotees present at those places. So what is it, our situation in
you see, deity installation is generally done in the congregation of the devotees. Not one single devotee does so. Congregation. All Vaishnavas will come, they will congregate, chant, do kirtan and bhokla. That's it. So if there will be in the congregation one devotee, then that's enough. By his call, Krishna will come and manifest. Lord will manifest in deity. Simple.
Bhavana.
Sarapa. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Very often I say this. This is Mahajanas have said this thing. One simple devotee, very simple at all. Like that story I tell. The mother-in-law and daughter-in-law story. Isn't it? You didn't hear? Yes, I have. That tape is there, isn't it? You hear that tape? Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law story? Our daughter-in-law can forget it. Whereas the mother-in-law couldn't get it. Old man, experienced, but crooked. No simplicity is there. Proud fellow, so popped up. But daughter-in-law, young lady, very simple at heart. You see God, like that. You cannot press, you cannot notice also such persons are there, such person. One person may be there in the congregation, then that is that. Therefore, many Vaishnavas are called. Please come, please.